There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence. Baby, let me in. Go easy, help me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I've tried. I changed who I was to put you both first, but now I give up. Go easy, help me, baby.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. I am Michael Bejas, and this is Take Point 22. And my partner, Karen Arnold, she should be along sometime here. She's taking care of some family, personal family issues right now. But anyway, if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you're going to find a lot of great stuff, including the new programs that we have and everything else, all the way from what you just heard from Offsides, a humorous look at college top 25 plus 5, and then Slobberknocker, and that is a look at pro football. And we also have other shows, which is the Brighter Life Show, Take Point 22, which we have right now, right here, Red Pill Reality Show, Money and Change, Fishing in Florida, Bare Knuckles Radio Show, America's Funniest Online Dates, Circle of Q, and then My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever, and that'll be up tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, at 8 o'clock. Anyway, we have so much going on over here, and if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. It's really easy. And you know what? You can do your own live podcasts and everything else, and we broadcast live all over the world. Plus, we have merchandise. So if you have a favorite show and you want to listen in, and hopefully you are listening in more often, you know what? We'd love to see you sporting our shirts, coffee mugs, everything from, you know, mouse pads to just whatever. And it helps us stay on the air. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We have a call-in number, 1-803-866-1667, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. You know what? We value that. We really do. And we really don't get a lot of call-in numbers, but you always can. We just ask that you don't drop F-bombs or, you know, any kind of curse words and stuff like that. We like to run a good, clean, Christian-type-based radio program. But we want to have a lot of fun, too. We want to have humor, and we have just some of the greatest hosts and producers and, you know, my partners. I just love them all to death. And we want to have fun, and that's the bottom line. So if you want to join us with that, we'd be honored. Also, that song right there, Easy On Me by Adele, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. 6105-1658. We always put that on out there for Facebook and everything, because otherwise they block us, and we got to go back and correct them and let them know, hey, we're legally allowed to play this music. So anyway, I wanted to get on with it tonight. A lot of stuff going on, especially in this crazy world today, and a lot going on with veterans. If you're anything like me and you deal with bipolar, and it's a huge issue, and I'll tell you, it is one of those things that it sneaks up on you. It's a roller coaster ride, up and down all the time. I'm like that all the time, so sometimes I get really quiet. Don't like to be around big crowds, never did. It's a handful. And, you know, toss and cluster headaches, migraine headaches, and it's just awful sometimes, and it really inundates you and kind of locks you away in your house. And it's just very uncomfortable feeling. And unless you're taking a lot of medications, and I do take some medications with it, and everything from Depakote to, you know, another one. But it's very harsh, and it's very hard, you know, dealing with the PTSD, dealing, you know, with illness and stuff even enhances it more. And it makes for a very, very uncomfortable lifestyle that we have to learn to address. And now imagine the people that are fighting on front lines or going to war. You know, I'm a non-combatant. I'm proud to say that. Okay, I'm very proud to say that. I can't even imagine what it would have been like had I had to hurt somebody, and especially in today. But I can tell you that I fight a different type of war, right, you know. And I'm just in awe of all of our active duty. I am in awe of our veterans and everything else. And I'll protect them with the rest of my life. I just will. But dealing with the problems that they deal with, and then the sickness and everything else, and understand, when you throw sickness in on top of it, that war never ends. That is a 24/7, 365 war for the rest of your life. I know it because I fight it. And it's very hard, and I'm grateful that the VA takes, you know, not the best care, but they do the best that they can, being inundated and overwhelmed and everything else. But I have learned to try to find my own outlets, which make things a lot easier. And of course, I just use the word. I know better because I've taken Toastmaster classes. So, ignore all that. But it does. It just brings that stuff on out, puts it right in the forefront of you, and here I am in your face. Deal with me for the rest of your life. It's a very tough, tough situation. And especially when we have the veterans that have fought on the front line, and they've had to fight, and they've had to defend this country honorably and do it with their lives, up to their lives. And then they have to live with that. They have to come back, and they have to live with that. What are the outlets? And we wonder why so many of them that have PTSD, that have gone through this, that have gone through that, they're fighting a war 24/7, 365 for the rest of their life, because those feelings don't go away. And nobody's listening. Nobody gets it. It doesn't end for them. It never does. It's like a horror show, a nightmare that smacks you around all the time. Throw in family problems afterward. Throw in trying to work in environments in a civilian world and everything is. God bless them. And, you know, I found some outlets that are helping. And I'm sharing that now. And it's been very hard. And it has changed my life a lot, considerably. Will we still have the problems? Absolutely. My problem is never going to get better. I know this. But I'm learning how to manage it better and better. That doesn't mean it will ever go away. It's not going to. What I have is what I have. It's not going to improve or get better, but I've learned to manage it, to keep it at a level that I can tolerate. I still go through episodes that are just overwhelming and inundate my mind and runs wild. But I have learned to use faith, and I've learned to use the Bible app and follow Christ, because I couldn't find anything else. Medication wasn't working. Nothing is working. I talk to a counselor all the time, and it doesn't work. And, you know, especially on the apps that the VA provides, this Video Connect, in my opinion, is a piece of shit. And excuse me for my French on that one, but I'm going to call it as it is. And that's exactly what it is. It doesn't connect half the time. The can't control the volume and everything else that works like it. They're sending the wrong times, the wrong dates. Clean up your act. If you're going to use this app, then make it work. Otherwise, you're just going to continue to have the problems that we're going to have. We're going to have to clean it up. And it's up to us, too, as veterans, to let them know so that they can help us the right way. So we have a responsibility, too, to make sure that we're getting the best of care. You know, if there's a problem, bring it to the forefront so that we can address it and make sure that it's getting handled in the right way. But anyway, I'm going to talk to a few things tonight, biblically wise. Now, listen, people, you have a choice. Okay, and we do have a choice. And my problem was you couldn't forgive yourself for a lot of things. And I felt so overburdened and so, you know, guilty about so many different things and everything. I didn't know what to do with all of that. It's very, very difficult. And that's exactly how a lot of our veterans feel. From survivor guilt to everything else, or it doesn't matter. It's a matter of being able to move forward and still have somewhat function in this life. And I found for me that I use Christ God, and it has worked so far. So I want to tell you that forgiveness was a big thing. And we have to remember as humans. And I'm going to get into Ephesians here. Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to pass by Paul's salutation, but I'm going to go right on over to chapter 1, 3 through 6. And I'm going to, like I said, I want to teach you all the way, you know. Blessed be to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You get that? Before foundation of the world, God knew our calling before the world. He already knew. Everything was already set in place. There's a power to that people don't understand, and they don't want to expect it. Most people run away from Christ because they have this belief that, first of all, they're never going to be good enough. Okay, I got news for you. You're right. You won't. You will never be good enough for God. I'm going to tell you that right here, right now, and be dead honest with you. You will never be good enough for God. But you are good enough now because of His Son, Christ. See, that gap was bridged by His Son, His one and only begotten Son, who died for our sins and rose 3 days later, so that we may be forgiven for everything that we have done wrong. Having predestined us, and of course this is verse 5 right here, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. It's important to know this. In this world, we have two choices to make. You can lay everything you want on the line with two choices. You can choose to believe and choose to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, or not. You can choose to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, God Almighty, on His terms, or you could choose to try to have it on your terms. But I'm going to tell you, the latter is not going to get you far. Don't get caught up in worldly things and think that you have some kind of moral fiber. Oh, I can make judgments on this, whether it be abortions, whether it be relationships or anything else. No. That's called cultural Christianity. It's thinking that you're doing right, and it's thinking that you're following Christ and everything, but you don't want to follow all the rules. You want to follow the rules which are just here for you, that are going to benefit you instead of benefiting Christ God and giving Him glory and giving Him the honor and the praise and everything else. It doesn't work any other way. Understand, we are going to make mistakes. If we weren't, then it'd be a moot point for Christ to die for us to begin with. You are going to fall short. That's just how it is. We're human. We're going to fall short. But make a choice. Just because that choice, you have a lifetime to make that choice. Whatever that lifetime is, whether it's 1 year, whether it's 78 years, whether it's 100 years, you do have a choice to make. And understand something, that choice that you make is everlasting. Make sure you make a good one. And for our veterans out there, listen to me. We have so many that are committing suicide and everything else, and they're trapped, and they feel there is no way on out. I can tell you, and people are like, well, there is no living God. There's no Christ. Where are they? You know, look at all this stuff that's happening in this world today, crime and, you know, racism or whatever else, and all this bad stuff. He didn't do that. The same as He didn't give us diseases or anything else. Those things happened. He didn't promise you a home, a car, money, a wife, kids. He didn't promise you a thing. He said, very simply, believe on My Son, you will be saved. Walk in My commandments, walk in My laws. Don't try to follow the laws of this world. Follow His laws. It'll take you farther, and you'll realize you're not alone. And you will see His work with the changes that you make at time. He knows every need that you have. He knows every thought that you have. He knows what you're going to ask for before you even pray for it and ask for it. I see miracles all the time that I never saw before. And when there was no hope and there was no way out for me, there he was. There he was. I mean, it was just incredible. And understand, and everybody is born with godlike gifts. And I want you to know that. If you don't think so, let's go to Corinthians 12. Let's go on over there now. And let's take a look at the test of the Spirit's control. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. It's not baptism. It's not. It's believing and knowing that Christ died for our sins. He was crucified, and 3 days later, he rose. And understanding that, that's how we are saved. The baptism part is so that the public, you're publicly announcing it. You're telling everybody. You're praising, worshiping, glorifying Christ God. Diversity of gifts. Now, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences in the administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of operations, but is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Is given to every man. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And now abideth, we're going to skip on over, and we're going to go on over here. 13, Corinthians 13. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Charity, and we'll go down to 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity valueth not itself. It is not puffed up. The reason that I'm reading some of these things is to make you understand that there is nothing that you cannot be forgiven for. Nothing. Doesn't matter how bad you think you have done. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. What is impossible for man is not impossible for God. And I think that we lose sight of that, and we get flustered, and I think that's what drives people away. And the truth of the matter is that we have an outlet, you guys. We have an outlet, and it brings a peace. Prayer brings peace. I know because I found it. And I start off every morning, and, you know, I pray and I read my Bible app, and I do that so that I can get my mind set in the right way. And you know how it was when we got up and we mustered at work, and then we talked about everything that we were going to do before we started our work for the day in the military. You muster, we talk, okay, what are we accomplishing today? What are we doing? Let's get focused. It's the same thing in life afterward. Now we have to retrain ourselves. So every morning I do this so I could try to get my mind in the right framework where it needs to be, the right focus. And I put that on Christ God. And I remind myself, and I listen to the verses and everything. I've been going through and reading the whole Bible. I'm no expert at it. I couldn't tell you what verses are which verses. I don't know that. I'm learning. Right now, I haven't even gotten a high school diploma on the Bible. I've read it twice, and I'm still reading it again because there's so much that I've missed and so much I don't understand. But I'm telling you, it brings a peace and a calmness, and it brings clarity. And when we have so many veterans that want to take their lives and hurt themselves because they don't think that they belong anywhere, dysfunctional, misfits, yeah, we are. So what? Refocus, put the gun down. Your body doesn't belong to you anymore. Refocus. It belongs to a higher power. We have to get into a different spiritual mindset in order to survive here. And we're not always going to be, it doesn't mean your problems are going to go away. I'm not telling you that. I just want to get you through one day at a time. Then we'll deal with the next day. And we'll deal with the day after that. And always, if you need me, I'll be right there. Let's just do one day at a time. One step at a time. Let's get some clarity. Let's get some light back into your life. And there is no better light in this world than Jesus Christ, God Almighty. I mean, we could go through and talk about so much, and it's so wonderful, and I absolutely love it now because it's helped me get through some tough times, scary times. And it's important. And it's hard to accept on a lot of this stuff. You know, I'm asking our veterans, put back on your armor. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Verse 10 all the way through verse 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray for boldness. Again, Ephesians 6, 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We have to be able to rise up. We have to. We have to get through this. We have to get through it together. And it's not going to be easy. And I know, guys, and I know, you know, you're thinking, this guy's just laying a bunch of biblical stuff on me. It's not like that. What we're trying to find is a way together to get around this stuff and let you know you're worthy. The only one tricking you, telling you that you're not good enough, that you're never good enough, is Satan. He's screwing with your mind. That's what he's doing. He does three things. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We need to take a couple of those out of his hands right away. Don't let him steal your mind. Because that's what he does. He tries to steal your self-worth. Any way he can. He will bring up your past. He will bring up everything you've done wrong and put it in your mind so you could replay it over and over and over again. And that's what he does. You killed this person during this war. You remember that? How about this? How about when you stole as a little kid? How about when you were with a bunch of women? How about if you stole money? How about if you were cruel to somebody? See, he's going to bring all this up. And he's going to do it in front of God, too. He did this, this, and this. But here's the thing. Your defense attorney is Jesus Christ, God Almighty. And as he's bringing this stuff up, and because you're following Christ as best as you can, and trying to, and asking for forgiveness and believing on him, everything he's bringing up, he's looking at God and he's saying, this is inadmissible. This is blotted out. That's true. He might have done those things, but I'm sorry. He's forgiven for all those things. He has the Holy Ghost now. I am in him. He is in me. So his case goes right down the toilet, where it belongs, in hell. So let's not let him steal what God gives us, which is good. Because what we're fighting is not blood. It's not flesh and blood. It is spiritual. And he's the best at it. Understand, he is unbelievable at it. And he wants to destroy. He wants to kill and he wants to destroy. But once we follow Christ and everything, he can't kill us. It's impossible. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. He can only take out the flesh, the vessel here, which is just a blink of an eye. It's a small amount of time. But he can't take away your eternity once you believe and follow Christ. See, he can't do that. So the kill part, there's nothing he can do. He's already lost that one. So now he wants to destroy. See, he gets power in that. So we got to take away his steal, and we got to take away his destroy. The kill part's already handled. You are good enough. Your life matters. He wants to destroy it. I want to help you save it. And not from me. I can't save your life. Only God can do that. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, can do that. That's it. All I can do is tell you the truth. I can tell you that we have a living God. I can tell you that Jesus Christ died for us, for our sins. He was crucified. And 3 days later, he rose. He beat death. Basically, he took the punishment that we should have had. He bridged that gap. We just have to know in our minds now. And the more that we delve in, the more that we follow, the more that we do this, we're going to find that calmness. You'll see that clarity is going to come more and more to light. And you know what? You're going to see the spiritual wickedness in the games that he plays along the line. And boy, he will. I'm going to promise you this. Once you start to follow, be prepared because you're going to be in for it. Put on your whole armor of God. I guarantee it's going to happen. If you think not, go look at Job. Go look at what Job went through. It's not easy. You didn't think the Pharisees sat there and tempted Christ? They even tried to trick him. Like they're going to trick the Lord. Do you know how arrogant and ignorant that is? They wanted to see what his answers were. And their small, puny little minds didn't even realize that Christ already knew what they were thinking before they even began to think it. He already knew. And the disciples understand something. When they were on the ship and everything, and they thought they were going to perish and everything, and Christ calms the storm. They missed the true miracle. He just fed 4,000, 5,000 people with a couple of fish and loaves of bread. And then had 12 baskets afterward that he took up from the fragments. And everybody ate. I mean, think of how powerful God is. Think of how powerful Jesus was. And we mocked him the whole time through. And you don't think you're good enough? Don't take your life. I'm telling you, my way is so powerful. Just from learning from him. That's why I'm giving you the message that he's done. It's not for me. It's not my way is his way. Understand that. I follow him. Listen, we have two choices to make in life. For me, it's an obvious choice. I'm blessed and grateful to God. But all the glory goes to God. All the glory goes to Christ. All the praise, everything. I'm just here to hopefully, with his blessing, show you there's a better way. There's a better way. And how important and loved you are. Because I can't take this anymore, watching our brothers and sisters go through this and end up taking their lives to the point of there's 25.2 a day. That's ridiculous. Drugs are not the answer. It's not the answer. It's never been the answer. I mean, to me, we have to do better. We have to do better. Let me tell you, if you don't think that he didn't go through the same thing we did as a man here, you're wrong. I told you, Satan comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. And that's what he's trying to do to you. That's what he's trying to do to our veterans and talk them and show them that there is no other way out. There is no hope. There's nothing until he gets what he wants, your soul. Jesus was tempted. Let me tell you, Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The most evil thing, vile thing in the entire world, and he's dealing with it right now. And when he had fasted 40 days, and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made of bread. See, he already knew that he hadn't eaten in 40 days and 40 nights. Imagine that one. You don't think that that's rough? We can't endure that as humans. No way, we're dead. He can, but we can't. So he commanded that these stones be made of bread. But he answered and he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then there was a second temptation. Matthew 5. All the way through Matthew 7. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city. Into the holy city. Setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, Satan knows the Bible better than all of us. We're nothing without Christ. We're nothing. We're nothing without Christ God. That's why we have to find a better way, and this is a better way. Now we get to the third temptation. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou fall down and worship me. Now see, that's what got him in trouble to begin with. A lot of people think, oh, evil started with Adam and Eve. No. Think about it. If the serpent was already tempting Eve, then he was already here. See, Satan, Lucifer, had music inside of him. It was wonderful. It's beautiful. The problem was he wanted worship and praise to come to him instead of through him going to God. So God kicked him out. he had to go. Because he tried to put himself on an equal level or a better level than God. But only God, only our living God can handle worship, praise, and love. Nobody else can handle that. And it's proven here because Satan couldn't. Then Jesus said to him, verse 10, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Prayer works. It's why the angels came. Man, that's a lot of temptation. That's more temptation than any man can handle. If you think not, take a look at our politicians. Take a look at the world leaders. See how they've handled the world in which God has given us to have abundance to grow in. Not one has handled it with dignity and grace. Not one. It's just incredible what we know. And it's simple, guys. Start with a prayer. Let's go to Matthew 6. Let's go to 9 through 14. Matthew 6. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you not forgive not men their trespasses, your Father will not forgive us." So it's important. Understand something. Not only should we forgive other people, forgive yourselves too. Know that you are good enough. But you have to go through Christ God. There's no other way. There is no other way. That's it. You're not going to be perfect. So you don't have to walk around and act like you're perfect, because it's never going to happen. Because that's exactly why Christ died. It was because we suck. We're not perfect. It's important. Just know that we have other ways to go this. The two ways of life. Matthew 7, 13 through 21. And I told you, there's only two ways. "Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall be known to them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We have a choice. We have a choice. And if you ask God, I promise you, it'll be given to you. Let's go back to Matthew 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom this, if his son asked bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will give him a serpent? If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He's not going to let you down. It's not going to happen. God does not want to see us burn. He does not. He wants to help us. He wants to save us. He has no delight in seeing people choose poorly or wrong. None. It does him absolutely no good. As a matter of fact, he's heartbroken over it. Satan, Lucifer, made one mistake and he was booted. And all his little minions with him. You and I make millions of mistakes every single day. And he still wants to hear from us. He still loves us. He still wants us to come to him. And people have no idea the power of God. He knows everything that goes on in the entire universe. Every last detail. He is a living God. I'm telling you, he's a living God. I've seen the things that he's done in my life. And I am so honored and blessed. And I can't tell you why he decided to intervene in my life. I don't know. I'm certainly not worth it. I certainly don't deserve it. There's people millions of times better than me. I don't know. But I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm elated and overwhelmed. I don't know what it's going to tell you not to take your life, except to tell you that we love you. I love you, and I don't want you to do it. There's a better way. There's a better way. Refocus. Try something different. Don't be afraid. Don't think you're not good enough. Try something different. Please. Please. Message us. If you need help, just message. I'll help you as best as I can. That's all I can do. I'm human. There's nothing that I can do. God's timing, God's will, everything is perfect. That's all I know. Give him his praise, give him his glory, give him his due, because without him, we don't exist. There is only one way, Jesus Christ, God Almighty. And with that, folks, I'm going to leave you tonight. Get the YouVersion Bible app. Try a different way. Try a different way. Don't let your mind beat you. You're fighting a spiritual battle, and you don't even know it. It's the hardest war you'll ever fight. I promise you. It's the hardest war because you don't even know what's going on. So you got to learn how to defend yourself. Just like a manual, just like it is that we were given in the military, standard operating procedures and everything else. Refocus. Focus on the Bible. Basic instruction before leaving Earth. And I pray for all of you. I am in such awe of you all. I am. You certainly deserve it more than what I did. And with that, I'm going to leave you. Thank you for joining us on Take Point 22. And I'm going to pray for you all. Pray for the world. Somehow, if anyone can screw it all up, it's humanity. You got two choices to make. Now it's one choice to make. But one going one way, one going the other. It's up to you. But I'm going to encourage you all along the way. Only because I know how it's helped me. Let's get out of here on a good note. I happen to like this one. God bless, folks. Next week, Take Point 22. We'll see you at 8 o'clock. Right here on the Trim Radio Network.
Lately I've been reeling, watching the nightly news. Don't seem to find the rhythm, just wanna sing the blues. Feels like a song that never stops. Feels like it's never gonna.
Gotta get that fire back in my bones. My heart turns into stone. So when somebody please pass the megaphone, I'll shout it on the count of three.
To stay.
down in my heart to stay. I need that joy, 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 joy down in my heart.